was counting was measuring out his Tchum Shabbos. So Rashi, Hayamoydei Dubo, Hanoi Sene Ruvai. Somebody put an Erev outside the city. He wanted to be able to walk far outside the city on Shabbos. Obo Lelech Vimokim Eruvai Apayim. So on Shabbos now, he walked out to where his Erev is. And from that Mokim, he has the right to walk another Apayim Amma. So he was measuring it now. How was he measuring it? Like we had before. You're allowed to take 2,000 medium-sized steps. 2,000 medium-sized steps is Apayim Amma. So he measured it. V'kosa midosa v'chatsiyir. Now, when he measured his Alpayim Amma from his Erev, it ended in the middle of another city. V'ir Acheres, Shirvo es Kula, Inami B'yomtev. We're talking about another city that there is an Eruvi Chatzeris in the whole city, that the people in that city are allowed to carry throughout the whole city, or else the Shalom is on Yomtev. We're talking about on Yomtev. On Yomtev also, you can't walk out of the Tchum. So here you put an Eruvi Tchum outside, that you're allowed to walk now another Alpayim Amma. And your second Alpayim Amma ended exactly in the middle of another city. So what's the halacha? That hayamoydeid ubo v'kolsa midase v'chatir. You measured your new Alpayim Amma, and it ended in the middle of a city. Is the halacha mutal atalto b'chol ir kula? You're allowed to carry around in this whole city. That's what this brisa says. Ubo vado shlo yavres et chum b'raglov. But you're not allowed to walk more than your Alpayim Amma. You can't go over your tchum with your feet. In other words, like we said, you put your Erev down here, way outside the city. So you're allowed to carry now, you're allowed to count Alpayim Amma. That's how far you can walk. Not a step further. Even though this is in the middle of a big city, but so what? Since at the beginning of Shabbos, you were not Shabbos in the city, you don't become part of the city, so your Erev was over here. So you're only allowed to look Alpayim Amma, not a step more. But it says, Klon Braisa, up until here you could walk, but further, you're allowed to be metaltal. In other words, you can take a chefetz and throw it as far as you want. Like Rashi says, Eve is talking about on Shabbos, and the city has the Rubich at service all around. Azel is talking about Yontif. But our Kopon is a clear right to Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, that even though your Tchum ends in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you're allowed to take a chefetz and throw it as far as you want to the other side of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And we don't make any gzeres that maybe you walk after your chefetz. So it's a clear right to Rav Nachman. So the more about my metaltal. What does it mean you can metaltal in the whole city? La vaydeis rika. It means you can throw something. It can't mean you can walk there, because it says, Klo, you can't walk more than Alpayim Amma. So you can't walk more than half the city. So what does it mean you can metaltal in the whole city? Zuchur means you can throw something there. So you see, we don't make this gezeira to say that if you come to throw a chepetz there, maybe you run after it. So it's a klo raya to Rav Nachman or Mashmuel. So some mafarshim say, stop, it's a klo raya. We have the girsa, no. We have the girsa, Omer Rafuna, loy. Rafuna says, no, from here it's no kasher on me. Ayidei Meshicha. I'll answer you, this Bryce is talking about, you want to be Moshech. In other words, your tchum ended mamish in the middle of the city, right here. Now, that it says you can carry throughout this whole city, it doesn't mean you can take your chefetz and throw it. If you take your chefetz and throw it, we're afraid you go after your chefetz. Now, it means you take like a long rod, and you get a chefetz over here, and schlep it back to where you are. So this chefetz over here, kol zaman doesn't come to you, it doesn't belong to you. So there's no gzer where you go after the chefetz. When do you first acquire this chefetz? When you schlep it towards you. So meshicha means you schlep other chefetzim that are out of your tchum into your tchum. Either you throw like a fishing rod, you throw a long stick or a long string to get something and bring it to you. So here there's no gzera, you go after the chefetzim. Because kol zaman you didn't get the chefetz to you, it doesn't belong to you yet. When does it become yours? When you schlep it into by you. So when you schlep it by you, then there's no gzera, you move weiter. When does Rav Huna make gzera? If you have your chefetz here, your ball here, you want to throw it away. So if you throw it out of your tchum, we're afraid you run after your chefetz. But here it's not your chefetz, so you schlep it to you. So here there's no gzera. See Rashi? Rashi says, loy b'meshicha. So Rashi says, loy garsinin. Rashi might say, ika girsa not to be girsa, it's bechal in the Gemara. No, we just blind that this is a riot to Rav Nachman. So Rashi, man the Goris law, the people that do want to be Goris this Girsa, to say no, like it's not a kasha on Rav Huna. Hochikom, this is what Rav Huna meant to say. For Rav Huna v'amalocho, ha'indik toni mutla talto b'chol yir kula, for Meshicha komar, she'moyshech michutz la'apayim l'tech apayim. You schlep something from out of the tchum into your tchum. To awesome lekel amigdor, here there's no gzeres shem yimoshech, you'll run after the chvetzim. To lav chvetzavu, it doesn't belong to you yet, it's not your chvetzim. Until you bring it to you. Legavoy, until you bring it inside your tchum. V'chimaisilei, when you do bring it near you, sulei mapiglei, like mechetes is a gzer, you walk outside with it. It's mishpayim if you have your chveitzim that you're going to throw outside further, then the tzeira, you'll have rachmonis on your chveitzim, you run after them. But here you're not throwing anything out. You're only schlepping other chveitzim towards you, simamonoshuch. When they come to you, it's yours. When achay should you go further? Before it got to you, it's not yours, you're not afraid about it. That's avunis teretz. That's beyond this grayson. That's that kimataltu b'chol year doesn't mean you could throw. It means you could schlep things back towards you. Moreover, Omer Avuna, who you moided again. Somebody was measuring his tchum. He has on Shabbos to walk. Again, Masami put an eruv tchumim outside the city, and from there he has the right to walk alpayim amma. So he was measuring now. Where does this new alpayim amma end? Who you moided ubo the kolsa midose bechati chotzer. Punkt, your apayim mama ends in the middle of a big chotzer. That's a chotzer, that's a reshus hayochid, and in the middle of the chotzer, that's where your tchum ends. You can't walk more than chati chotzer. Is the halacha, Rav Huna says, ain lo yele chati chotzer. You only have a right to use the first half of the chotzer that's in your tchum, and outside that you can't. Ain lo yele chati chotzer. Fredi gemar pshita, avada. What's Rav Huna's chiddush? Avada, you can't go more than half the chotzer. More than that is outside your tchum. You're not allowed to walk more than apayim mama. Have the gemara ema yesh lechati chotzer. I tell you, the chiddush is not that you can't walk further, but the chiddush is the first half of the chotzer that's in your tchum. You're allowed to use. You're allowed to walk there. You can walk that far. For the gemara hanami pshita, avada, you can walk that far. Why not? You're allowed to walk apayim mama further from your eruv. So if your apayim mama ends in the middle of a chotzer, Piti could walk until the middle of the chotzer. So tomorrow night, the Huna says, no, still there's a chiddush here. Mal the time I would think, Leichesh Duma also to Tulei, Bekulo, Kamash Malon. Let's make it zero. Once you start using the first half of the chotzer, you won't make a difference, and you use the second half of the chotzer also. Let's to Tulei. This is a question of Huna sheet at least. Rav Huna holds that you can't even be metaltal. You're not allowed to stand inside the first half of the chotzer and throw something to the second half of the chotzer. It's exera shema yimshach achrov. Maybe you yourself will walk further into the second half of the chotzer. So maybe according to Rav Huna there should be exera that even the first part of the chotzer you can't use. Kamashma, no, we don't make this gezerim. The first half of the chotzer that's in your tchum, you're allowed to walk there and go there. More or not. Said Rashi. Yeah. So, Rashi again in the middle here. Here it's also pshita. The half of the chotzer that's in your tchum, you're allowed to use. And here it says loshen tutul. You're allowed to carry. It's here you're allowed to carry in this first half of the chotzer. You're allowed to carry, even according to Rav Huna. So drashid loydomi lishavas babikon. It is not doima to the first case we had before, where the person first was kind of shvis in the middle of an open field, and then the goyim made big mechitas around him. That there Rav Huna said, you're not allowed to carry only dal damas, not more. How come here with moida, you're allowed to carry in the first half of the chotzer? So drashid hosso mikol misol the tulein afilu b'teich apayim mishum time of the nifritzo, because it was opened up to a makom osolo. Tehi vade nifritzo la makom osolo. Shurei mechitas halolu loy hoyu kana by joim. Those mechitas were not there at the beginning of the day. V'oisasuru lecholodim. It was also for everybody at the beginning of Shabbos. The case before was in an open field. In an open field, there's no mechitas. Nobody could walk there. Ugeshehuk for b'Shabbos. Now when the goyim made the mechitas on Shabbos, v'ilu lezeh shebateichai, li'alpayim iluloi. For this person, it only helps him for his alpayim. V'loy lechutz alpayim. It doesn't help for the part outside the alpayim. Shein chutz metchumai. Because that part, this person can't go, because it's outside his tchum. V'hai chutz alpayim, loy hoye loy shum heter, eitzel shum adam. Come to say, this part of this new house that the goyim made on Shabbos doesn't have a heter for anybody to carry there, because it's outside the tchum for the people. As the people from this city can't go so far, so nobody can metal to the other side of that house. Hilkach have a mokum osur v'oyser. Therefore, it's osur even in your apayim mama. Avu our case now here chotzer ain leimav bo chilek pirtsa l'mokum osam. Tamavoyd yoyim chodhi. At the beginning of Shabbos, this chotzer was here and the mechitzas were there. It's called one reshus hayochid. Unhi diyas real hail to tulei chutz l'apayim ides rikom mishum shemi yimoshech avu b'toich midas chumoy mutol to tulei kiyurchei. But here Rav Huna is moida that if your tchum ends mamish in the middle of a chotzer. Now that chotzer, the beginning of Shabbos, was there, and people of the bnei chotzer could carry in this whole chotzer. So this chotzer doesn't have a shame; it's osa to anybody. So even though for you one person, you can't walk more than half the chotzer because you can't walk out of your tchum, but negayat the carrying is pretty. You're allowed to carry in the first half of the chotzer. So male, that's the kiddush according to Rav Huna, that we don't make the gzera. If you carry in the first half of the chotzer, maybe you come to carry in the second half of the chotzer also, or maybe you come to throw something to the second half of the chotzer. No, we don't make this gzeras. The halacha is the first half you're allowed to carry and walk there because that's in your tchum. The second half of the chotzer, since it's chutz from your tchum, you can't walk there, you can't throw there, and we don't make any gzeras. That's Rav Huna's kiddush. Yeah. Weiter. Omer Rav Nachman, Moide Lihuna, Rav Nachman is saying, you Rav Huna, Lachur, you should be Moide to me in such a case. Who are you Moide? Again, a person put his Erev out in the fields, and he's walking now with Alpayim Mama on Shabbat that he's allowed to, and he's measuring it, he's measuring 2,000 steps. Ubo v'kosa midosoi al svas tikra. His Mamash Tchum ends, punctured exactly where the tip of a roof. You have a house, in other words, there's a chotzer. Usually you have a chotzer in front of the house, and then you have the house. So his Tchum Shabbos punkt ends right at the end of the chotzer where the house begins. Now it happened to be this house, its front wall caved in before Shabbos. And all you have is a tikrum. You have the roof there. So it's like an open garage, that there's no wall to the fourth wall. You just have the roof there. That's where your Tchum ends. Your Tchum ends punkt at the beginning of this tikrum. Yeah, ubo v'kolso midosay asvas tikrum is muta letalto v'chol habayis. Here, even Rav Huna should be moida that you're allowed to throw something even inside the house. Even though what? You're not allowed to walk inside the house. Because you have your Erev outside in the field, you only have a right to walk alpayimama from your Erev. Now your alpayimama ends at the end of this chotzer, right before the house starts. So pshita, you yourself can't walk into the house. Because inside the house is outside your tchum. But Rav Nachman Shita was before. Even though you can't walk there, you're allowed to throw chveitzim there. Here it's zicher reshus yachid. It's talking about you have a chotzer in front of the house, and then you have the house. So there are dalal mechitas all around here, so the people in this house can carry from the chotzer into the house. It's one reshus yachid. So according to Rav Nachman, you're allowed to stand in the chotzer, that is toich yor alpayim mama, and you're allowed to throw chveitzim inside the house. That's Rav Nachman's din. No, before Rav Huna said it's osur, Rav Huna made gzeira. If you come to throw chveitzim from the chotzer, from the apayim mama, outside the apayim mama, we're afraid you come to walk to your chveitzim and you walk out of the apayim mama. Therefore, Rav Huna said you're not allowed to throw out of the apayim mama. Zok Rav Nachman, the chutz Rav Huna, you should be murdered to me in this case. This case is different. Why is it different? So tomorrow, my time up. Hoyo v'tikra habayis chavetis. Is as far as say there's a big hecker here. About your tchum ends exactly where the house begins, and there's a tikra, there's a roof there. Again, like a svar, which is said like pit tikra yerg v'saitzim, as if we should see like the roof now is coming down. Chavetis, it looks to us like the roof is coming down. So there's klora heke here to tell you you can't take a step further. You're not allowed to walk out of your apayim amma. Where does your apayim amma end? At the beginning of this house. Yeah, even if you come to throw further, so what? There shouldn't be any gzeres. That's Rav Huna's svara. So Rashi, ho yomoydid ubo b'kolsi midosa al sfas tikra kineged sfas akirui v'yabayis chusla midosa. The house itself is outside your tchum hu. Ugegoyin shenifrits kosla bayis shenishtayim l'mala akiru. We're talking about the front of the house caved in, the front wall, and only the roof is standing up. V'nifretz bayis the chotzer, and the house is opened up completely to the chotzer. Shebef from there, in front of it. Lehevi bayis nifretz l'mokem osur. The house is not open to an open to an osavika place because the chotzer is the same reshus as the house. You're allowed to carry from the chotzer to the house. Is here Rav Nachman says mutla tato b'chol abayis ayedei zrikam v'yafa pi she'osur likonis l'toyche b'raglav. Even though you can't walk with your feet inside the house, because that's outside your tchum, but still you're allowed to throw chveitzim inside the house. So Dr. Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, the chur be moided to me that v'hocho legazrinim. Here, don't make any gzeres. Shema yimoshech. Hoyo v'tikra sabayis chavetis. Since the roof of the house like comes down, klaimer niros ki yoredis. it looks like the roof is coming down and closes it. V'ike hecker, there's a big hecker here. V'loy mamshech, and you won't run after the chveitzim. Sure, ein of noisein v'tikra, your eyes always see the roof. V'simenu, shesham kolsem idosei. So Nachman saying, l'chur yurafuna should be moided to me, that in this case it doesn't pass any gzeris.
Yeah.
We hold like Rav Nachman. We don't make this gzera. You are allowed to throw. That even though you could only walk to your apayimama, but if outside the apayimama, either on Yontif or else on Shabbos, is b'teich dal mechitzis, it's called reshus yochid, you're allowed to throw outside your tchum. We don't make gzera. Maybe you walk there. So the shah is on the gain alocha. But Rav Nachman told Rav Nachman, you should be minded to me in such a case. Right. Omer Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Nosson, Ki Tanoi. Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Nosson said, Yishno, it's a Machloikis Tanoim. Is this Svorah, the Machloikis Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, do we make such a gzera that if you're going to throw something out of your tchum, is there a gzera the person will go and walk after it or not? Is there such a gzera? I'll tell you, it's a Machloikis Tanoim, this Machloikis. Shrashi Ki Tanoi, Igazrinan Shem Yimoshech Iloi. Do we have such a gzera that if you throw something outside your tchum, will you run after it or not? It's a machlokes tanoim. Where's the tanoim? Kitanoi. It says now Mishnah Holichuhu liyiracheres. If the goyim carried you out of your tchum on Shabbos and put you into a new city, or else when there's no bedir, they carried you out of your tchum and put you into a new deer, means a new corral that has dal mechitzes around the behemoth. I just saw here also a corral that's inside the city. Kitzes a mokum that has dal mechitzes. So what's the locham? If the goyim carry you on Shabbos out of your tchum and put you down someplace, we say you only have dal damas. You're not allowed to walk more than dal damas. Since you are now out of your tchum, midrabbonin, you can't walk more than dal damas. What about if the goyim carried you out and put you into a new mokim that has mechitzas around it? So it's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer ben Azayo, Imrim, Mahalach Eskula. You're allowed to walk around the whole city. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Imrim, Ein lo yela abamis. They say no. You can't walk more than dal damas. Even though the goyim now put you into mechitzas, so what? You still have the gzera, you're out of the tchum, you can't walk more than dal damas. So what's this machloikis? My love, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer ben Azayah, Diyamri, Mahalaches Kulo, they say, since now you're in a city, or since now you're in a deer or sawyer that has dal mechitzas around you, you're allowed to walk around the whole thing. Inside these mechitzas you could walk. Hey, oh, this mokim becomes like your dal damas now. Why? The loy gazri hilach dir v'soyer ot hilach v'biko. They don't make a gzera that now when the goyim put you in the middle of a corral, in the middle of a mokum that has dal mechitzes. So taka true, now you could walk more than dal damas. But if the svara make a gzera, maybe the goyim will put you out in the middle of a field. If they put you out in the middle of a field, then the din is you only have dal damas, not more. So why doesn't Rabbi Gamliel make a gzera? So you see, he doesn't make gzeras. Even though in another place it should be yosser, but if in this place you have mechitzes, it's mutter. So that Gemara, or mi dihiluch ot hiluch loy gazri, since he doesn't make gzeirum from walking inside a place that has mechitzes, or to a place that doesn't have mechitzes, is the churatiltel ot hiluch loy gazri. The same svara like Rav Nachman before. They wouldn't be geyser that to say if you're standing in your tchum and outside your tchum, either on yomtiv, that you're allowed to throw. There's no issur to throw on yomtiv. You're allowed to take a chayfetz and throw it out of your tchum. Because there's no issa throwing something out of the tchum. The issa is only a person can walk out of his tchum. And we don't make the gzera that once you throw something, maybe you go after your chayfetz. No. The chur, that's from Gamliel Svara. You're not geyser hiluch or the tiltel. Yeah. And Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, the Imrim, that they both say, Ein lo yela ele abamis, they both say, even though the goyim now schlep you on Shabbos out of your tchum, and put you into a new mokum that has big mechitas all around you, it's a big corral or a big city that has mechitas around the city, still they say you only have dal damas. You can't walk more than dal damas. Why not? His admin is, since you have dal mechitas around you, why can't you walk? Elamai, you have to say the gazrinon, there's a gzerum. The gazri, hiluch, dir visoyer, otu hiluch, tibikup. The making gzera, if we're going to mat to you, that you could walk more than dal damas. In the case where the goyim put you into a mokim, into a corral, or into a city that has mechitzas, there's a gzera. If you come to walk there, who are then the person who walk when the goyim put you in a bikkur, put you in a big open valley, where they have shit you're not allowed to? So according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's a gzera. Just like you can't walk in an open bikkur, who are then you can't walk even a mokim that has mechitzas? Male, the svar is, or maybe hiluch or the hiluch gazri, since they're making zera not to walk where you have mechitzis, or to a place where you don't have mechitzis, is the same svara tiltul or tehiluch namigazri. They also make zera. You can't be metaltum. You can't throw something out of your tchum because there's zera. If you throw it out of your tchum, maybe you walk after it. So according to the Chur, this machlekes is a machlekes tanoim. So the Gemara name, what's one got to do with the other? Mimai, what's the riot one has to do with the other? Dilma, ki loy gazri Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. When do they say you don't make any gzeris? That has to go and put you into a makom that has mechitzis. You're allowed to walk there. Hiluch si of a deer, or ti hiluch bevikom. They don't make the gzera to say you shouldn't be allowed to carry in a place that has mechitzis, or to a place like a bika that doesn't have mechitzis. Hani, mili, when don't they make gzeris? Hosam, dishnei, mekoymesein. There are two different places. So if somebody's going to see that you're allowed to walk inside a deer of a soyer, they'll know. You know why you can walk here? Because you have dal mechitzis all around you. There's no gzera after your walk in an open bika where there are no mechitzis. So therefore it doesn't make any gzeris. Because the two different places are nikkur. There's no gzera. Avol tiltul, or tehiluch. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel does make gzeira. He's here was saying you're only allowed to walk to your tchum. At the end of your tchum, it ends mamish in the middle of a chotzer. So we tell you, you're not allowed to take a chavis now and throw it to the end of the chotzer. Even though there's no Yisra right so, it's in the middle of a chotzer, in the middle of a shasa yochid, but maybe there is a gzeira. If you come to throw something out of your tchum, you come to walk out of your tchum. Because your mamish right next to it, it's the exact same place. So maybe this is a bigger gezerum. If you come to throw something out of your tchum, who then the person will come to walk out of his tchum? So maybe Rabbi Gamliel does make gezerum. So you have no raya, this machloikis is telling this machloikis. Weiter, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva. Even Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva that says it's osir. They say if the goyim put you in the middle of Shabbos, they slap you out of your tchum, and put you into a new city, you can't walk more than Daladamis. Shlat Gemara, Mimai de Mishum de Gazri, what's the raya that make gezerum? That's why. You can't walk more than Daladamisu. Dilma, I'll tell you a new reason why they hold it sosa. Nothing to do with Xera. But Mishum the Kosavri. Ki Amrinun. Kola Bayas Kula Karabamas Dami. When do we say Vichus Chumin? That if you're inside a house, no matter how wide your house is, it's still like Daladamis. And that's the loch of a Chum. When you want to measure the Chum of your house, where you're living in the middle of your house, you want to measure how far out is your Chum. You don't start from Daladamas where you're sitting. You say, since this whole house has Dal Mechitzis around you, it's all like your Daladamas, and outside the house you measure up Hayimama. So when do we say a Svarim, that Kol HaBayis, when you're inside a place that has Mechitzis, no matter how wide the Mechitzis are, we say it's like Daladamas, Hani, Mili Heichid Shabbos, Biyavim Mechitzis, Hevoyjoyim. Only if at the beginning of Shabbos, like before Shabbos, no, that means Ben HaShemoshers, if at the beginning of Shabbos, when the Erev should be Chal, when the Tchum should be Chal, if at that time you're in this place that has Mechitis around you, we consider this whole Mokum like Daladamas to you. Aval Heicha Deloi Shovas, B'yava Mechitis L'Bajoyim, but like our case now, Mishnah, here we're talking about in the middle of Shabbos, the Goyim slept you out of your Tchum. So at the beginning of Shabbos, you were back home in your house. Now in the middle of Shabbos, the Goyim slept you out of your Tchum and put you into a new city, or put you into a new Mokum that has Dal Mechitis, into a new corral. Lo Yoma. Here we don't say this new Mokum, even though it has Mechitzis, does not have a din like Daladamas. So Mi'ikar Adin, Rabbi Yeshua says, you can't carry more than Daladamas. Nothing to do with Gezerim. So the kids said, whether you are Gezer or not, is not a Machlokes Tanoim. So tomorrow, I'll call upon him, what's the Halacha? Yomarav, Hilchosokar Gamliel, V'diyah V'soyer V'sfina. You should know, he says, in this Machlokes from Gamliel, we pass the Lech of Gamliel, that if the Goyim slept you out of your Tchum on Shabbos, and put you into a new mokum that has mechitzis around you, you are allowed to carry, you walk throughout those whole mechitzis. We hold that it is mut, even though at the beginning of Shabbos, you weren't Shabbos in these mechitzis, so what? But since now the goyim in the middle of Shabbos slept you boinis into this new mokum, the Rabbanu will makel to say he's allowed to walk all around in this deer, or in this soyer, or in the svinah. Who are then in the svinah also? Or Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. You should know Hilchos Sokar on Gamliel b'svinah. We only pass the Gamliel in the case of a svinah. The case of the Svina was, we had before in the Mishnah, was that right before Shabbos, a person that was Kain Shvisa on the Abosha, he has a house living near the ship. So on Shabbos, he walked onto the ship, figuring the ship is staying there, so he went to take a look at the ship. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of his stay on the ship took off and started to go outside the Tchum. So now the Maisi was slept out of the Tchum Bainis. What's the Locha? In the mouth, you go out of your Tchum, you can't walk more than Daladamas. But now you're on the ship. The ship is 100 amos wide. Are you allowed to walk all around the ship or not? So Rabbi Gamliel says, yes, you're allowed to walk all around the ship. Since the ship has mechitzas poshid, it's considered like dal damis. So one man the yom says, we only pass like Rabbi Gamliel in the case of a svina. That's all. That's what Shmuel says. But Shmuel lo mehilchos like Rabbi Gamliel b'svina. Avo b'diya v'soya loy. Mashenkin, if they put you, if the goyim schlep you out on Shabbos and put you into a new corral, into a new makom that has dal mechitzas, then no. Then the vice is then Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Akiva. That is awesome. The svara is since before Shabbos you weren't in these mechitzas. So now the mechitzas can't help for you. So the Gemara, good. The kula yama miyos halacha kram gamliel b'svina. Everybody that was masking though, but by the ship you are allowed to walk more than dal damis. You could walk around the whole ship on Shabbos, even though the ship now on Shabbos goes chus to tchum. Still, you're allowed to walk around the whole ship. For the Gemara, my timer, and like what's svara in Shmuel? Why does Shmuel say a ship is better than a deer b'soyer? And Shmuel says if the ship goes out of the tchum, you could walk around the whole ship. Mashenk, if the goyim put you into a deer v'soyer, then not. What's the difference between a ship and a deer v'soyer? Have the Gemara Omer Rabba. Hoyol v'shavas b'yaba mechitzel b'yoyim. Hey, the case of the ship we're talking about is before Shabbos, before the beginning of Shabbos, you went onto the ship. Hey, it's not the pshat that you went on the ship in the middle of Shabbos. We're talking about before Shabbos started. Like Bein HaShmoshes, you went onto the ship. Now, rather, you thought the ship was going to stay put the whole Shabbos. So, at the beginning of Shabbos, you're kind of shvi's in the ship. Now, on Shabbos, the ship takes off and goes chutz l'tchum. So, even though if you get off the ship there, you can't walk more than the Adamis, but on the ship itself, you're allowed to walk around the whole ship. Because since at the beginning of Shabbos, you were in these mechitzas, so that's the halacha. Anytime you're in mechitzas, no matter how wide they are, they're all considered like your dal damis. So that's why in the ship, shita, you're allowed to walk around. But the machlokes is, where the goyim schlep you out on Shabbos and put you into a deer, into a new corral that has mechitzas, since at the beginning of Shabbos you weren't in those mechitzas, is a mutter or not, that's taka machlokes. Yeah. Yes, that's one svara. This is Rabbi's svara. The reason why your svin is better is because you were living there at the beginning of Shabbos. Reb Zeira says another svara. Hoyelu svina, a ship, noit losoi, picks you and takes you, mitchilas arbom, o menachtoi besoif arbom. A ship, since it's moving, it like picks you up at the beginning of Dal Damis and puts you down at the end of Dal Damis. So that's the svara why a ship is different. So what kind of svara is this, the fact that a ship is moving? So Rashi has three pshotim. So the kid says a svara like this, that you're not kind of no Dal Damis. Some of it is a svara, if you go outside the tchum, when you come down and come into one mokum, you're like kind of Dal Damis. Wherever you end up, in these Dal Damis you have to stay. You're not allowed to go out of these Dal Damis. So that's good if they put you down on a deer of a soyer, they put you down in a mokum, on this place we say, even though it's in the middle of a big rishos hayochid, this mokum you only have dal damis, not more. Because there is a dal damis. Mashenke in the ship, since the ship is always moving, there's no such thing to say you only have these dal damis. Like even these dal damis are not real dal damis. Because the time you pick your foot up and put it down, you're in a different mokum. Since the ship is always constantly moving, you're never in any one dal damis. So there's no such din to say you only have these dal damis and you can't walk out of it. You're never in any dal damis. So since it's not kind of dal damis for you in a ship, you're zich allowed to walk all around the ship. Because when do we say you can't walk out of your dal damis? When there's a mokum mesuyim. This is your dal damis. So this is your house now. You can't walk out of these dal damis. But on the ship, there's no such thing as dal damis. Let's see Rashi inside. Rashi says, "Mitchilas arbo menichtlo seif arbo koyma." Mishiyot zeh chutz tchum lenoked le arbamis. The svina kol shoyim aleches. Svina is always moving. Bechol kvitzu kvitzu yosem yarbamis. Every like jump the svina takes moves more than dal damis. Nimse shein lo teres arbamis klal. You never have a din to say these are your dal damis and not more. Shloy omad psi yachat b'teich arbamis. You never like put one foot down in the same dal damis. Hilkach loikon lo yarbamis. Therefore, that's the svara. And on a ship, it's not kind of your dal damis. Since there's not a mokum mesugal to say, this is your dal damis, the ship is always moving, you don't have dal damis on the ship. So now the whole ship is seated like you're one place. Yeah. And then Rashi at the end says also, Rashi b'zeh loshin doidi reb shimin, mepi arav. There's a lishna achrina, the third pshat is klaima. Kishoikir resragloi, when you pick up your foot, Kodim shenichenu, before you put the other foot down, ha-svinu moitziyosim edal damis. Shaloi. The svinu takes you out of your dal damis. V'nichna zecha abamis acheris. And brings you into another dal damis, ha-korchon. V'evi loi, kimisha tziyu nochri, chutz mi arbamis. V'nosnu lotech arbamis acheris. Shenoisim lo yarbamis. V'chein yelum zekim. The svar is, when you pick up one foot, so the mind of the ship is like taking you out of the Dal Damis. So when you put your foot down, you're in a new Dal Damis. So when your foot came down, you have another Dal Damis to walk. Now when you pick your foot up to walk another Dal Damis, it's again like the ship took you out of your first Dal Damis into a new Dal Damis, and again you have Dal Damis. So the kids, when you're walking around the ship, there's never a pshat is you're in one Dal Damis, and now you're walking out of another Dal Damis. Every second, the ship by itself is picking you up and putting you into a new Dal Damis, so you always have a right to walk further another Dal Damis. Or because a ship is different. That's Reb Zeira's Svara. That the reason why by a ship everybody's masking to Rabbi Gamliel is because the ship doesn't have Dal Damis. For the Gemara, my nafkamina. My benayu, where's the nafkamina between these two Svaras in Rabbi's Svara that a ship you were kona shvis at the beginning of Shabbos and Reb Zeira's Svara? Now the Gemara, ike benayu, the nifchesu doifnei svina. I'll tell you, in the middle of the trip, the wall of the svina caved in. So there's no mechitzas to the svina. So if you could tell me, Rabbi Svar is, that since this makom has mechitzas around you, and you're in these mechitzas at the beginning of Shabbos, it's like your Dal Damis, that's only if you have mechitzas there. But here, if the mechitzas of the ship caved in, so you don't have mechitzas, you can't walk more than Dal Damis on the ship. According to Rabbi Zeira, the Svar is, you're never walking out of Dal Damis. No matter where you walk on the ship, it's mutter. So even without the mechitzas, the svar is, you're allowed to walk, and you're not going to carry anything here. If you wanted to carry something on the ship, havad, if the mechitzas caved in, maybe you can't carry anymore. It would be nifritz of the mluya. We're talking about now walking out of your tchum. So walking out of your tchum, according to Rabbi, the svar is, since it has mechitzas around here, it's still like Dal Damis. If the mechitzas go away, it's not like Dal Damis. But according to Rabbi Zeira, whenever you walk on a ship, you're never walking out of your Dal Damis. So on the ship, you can walk as far as you want. There wouldn't be an Isser Tchum on the ship. Inam is at Gemara. The Kaifetz Misfin L'Sfina. What about the guy jumped off one ship, went on to another ship? He's in the middle of the ocean. The ships are traveling. You went on to another ship. So according to Rabbah, in the new ship now, you can't walk more than Dal Damis. Because in this new ship, you weren't kind of Shrisa at the beginning of Shabbos. At the beginning of Shabbos, you weren't in the second ship. But according to Rab Zera, even in the second ship, Lamaisa, you're allowed to walk all around that ship because there's no Dal Damis on the ship. No matter where you're walking, it's always in the Dal Damis. So the more of Reb Zeira, my time lo yom karaba. Hey, Talkam Reb Zeira doesn't say poshut like Rabba. When you do have mechitzas, mechitzas should help. Omolach, he tells you mechitzas lavriach mayim asuya. He says a new svaro. Mechitzas by a ship.